Sell the metal! Sell the metal! Sell the metal! Sell the metal!
Hey guys, my name is Chris Morrison. I am going to be releasing a 7-part series on how to create and build a $1 million team and what it takes to actually do so. This is going to be really important for you guys on how to understand what it is that you're going to need to do to actually create the outcomes you want, the life you want, the $1 million team who are unbelievably committed to working with you and creating the life that you said that you all wanted to together. This is going to be video number 4. You're going to love it, enjoy it. A couple of different things that they need to know about at the same time as well, right? So we need to think about the opportunity for the person and the scorecard, right? Now, you need to think about it. Someone coming to work for you, right? They are a human who have their own dreams, their own desires, their own goals, all the things that they want to see and achieve in their own life are now going to be dependent on working with you, or at least in some way, shape, and form. Like, there is a dependency on a commitment to you guys working together that they need to work through, that if you don't have a really clear model for helping them become who they want within your company, it's going to be a really short period of time they're going to be with you. They're not going to stay with you forever. And then in order for them to develop through that, if there isn't clear-cut KPIs and a scorecard of what it would take to get there, they don't know what they need to do to ascend into their actual higher levels in their own development at the same time too. So let's talk about opportunity, right? Opportunity for someone, let's say a setter, right? So opportunity structure for us in our team is like, you become a setter. This is if you go into sales. You then become a setter lead. You then get the privilege of becoming a closer. And then you get the privilege of becoming a closer lead, right? So what this is it is a career pathway for these people. The opportunity when you work with us is a career pathway based in your career development, but it also comes into compensation and then how we deliver on it as well. If you come in as a setter, you pretty much cap out between $6,000 to $7,000. Come in as a setter lead, you can probably get to about 10, which is because you're helping develop some other setters up or training or whatever it is. For a closer, you can sort of get to whatever number you want just by the amount that you produce, but you're sort of looking between that, like 15 to 30K per month is kind of what you want to be shooting for as a closer, if you're on a good enough offer at the same time too. And then a closer lead, helping some people out, some additional money for helping the team out at the same time too. And you can get a little bit of an override. You can probably make a shitload more money than that. You're training some people, plus you're playing on the field yourself. You're still actually making some money and everything that comes within that at the same time too. And the whole idea is that, like, you have a career development, so you can see, if I stay here and I commit to this, that I have a pathway to grow within a company and I can see my income goals get hit at the same time as well. If they can't see the opportunity for them and they can't understand that that's the way to get there, i.e. not the way to get there, sorry, it's more about the pathway that they will go on when they work with you, they will look around and think about other offers or places that will be able to do that for them. Or if they don't, they will be thinking about that when they're working with you. And the idea is to retain great players. So why not just have that already inbuilt and structured into your company, if that makes sense, right? Because then they have the opportunity to stay and grow with you forever. And the cool thing is, like, that's their job now. They'll love it. They'll probably be a great entrepreneur, if that makes sense. And it's the same with all your other roles at the same time too. With marketing, there's a pathway. With account management, there's a pathway. With probably the two that you're going to have to worry about the most, if I'm entirely honest. What you need to think about then is, like, cool, if that's the pathway, now we need to think about the scorecard, right? Scorecard's an interesting one, right? Because the scorecard is, the way I envision this is, can you look at me directly in the eyes and say, I can hit this KPI and I can commit to doing this, right? So for a setter, it might be like, I can do this outbound and I can book these calls. And for an account manager, it might be like, I can coach these people, or I can review these accounts and do everything that's necessary at the same time as well. Because you need to be able to have a clear conversation that is expectation-based around this here, this what's on here right now, the expectations. If you can't do this, do not tell me that you can, right? And if you can do it, I expect that you will do it. And if you don't, that we're going to have a conversation about why you're not doing it, because it might be you don't have the skills, or it might be that there might be some variables that come into it that might be a different situation that you might have to deal with that we can help you with, Or maybe you're just not cut out for it. And then we have to understand that there's a period of time that you are going to be given a grace. And then after that, it's cut, right? But it's like, if you don't have that conversation from the get-go, how on earth do you ever expect to be able to hold to that level of accountability? Because if you don't, right, like you will tolerate way too much and you will create a standard or a lack thereof that just ends up creating a world where you fucking hate the business that you run. And this can all be mitigated so much earlier on, and you can create such a better experience for the both of you, because the expectations are set from the upfront. And now if you have a chat and it's like about pulling them up, it's like, cool. So do you still want to be here? Do you still want to do this? Is everything okay at home? Can we do anything about this? Because I want to see you win. I want to help you hit the goals that you said that you wanted to hit in the first place. I want to help you see develop and grow within the company. But if this isn't happening, then we need to have a fucking conversation about this and have a conversation about this now, right? And without that scorecard, you just never get the privilege of being able to actually re-bring that conversation up and hold to that standard, because nothing was said in the first place. And you guys are just going based off hope rather than clear-cut outcomes, right? And one of the biggest things I love doing is reviewing numbers with clients and saying, hey, your team's not at the standard, but what's going on there? And it's an easy fix, right? Because like, cool, this was the scorecard. If we don't have that in place, really hard to re-standardize, because you have to have a conversation with the guy and say, hey, I know we've been shitty lately. We're about to re-standardize. We're about to increase our standard of what we see to be acceptable anymore. And if you don't want to be here, then that can rock the fucking boat and everything else as well. And you just have a poorly managed and poorly led organization, and things become really fucking hard for you, right? And we want to mitigate that like crazy, because we want to make sure that you actually have the ability to win and win big. And without the opportunity structure for them to be able to see where I'm going to be long-term by working with you and having a scorecard as to what they would need to do on a daily basis to achieve that, so they can understand, yes, I can commit to this. And if I commit to this, then you'll be able to help me get to where I want to get to. Then that creates a great scenario for change and a great scenario for the relationship that you guys have, the results you'll get, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, at the same time too. Hope this is helpful. If you guys like it, comment below, say it was fucking awesome. If you think I'm crazy, comment below, say the same thing too. If you have some hate, comment below and say the same thing as well. Like, subscribe, all that shit. If you want to work with us and find out how we can help you solve the main problems in your business, reach out and do that at the same time too. Thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys on the other side.